This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. 2 days after being hospitalized with COVID-19, President Trump declared, "I get it," in a message to the nation Sunday before briefly leaving the hospital to salute supporters from a motorcade. Hours earlier, Mr. Trump's medical team reported that his blood oxygen level dropped suddenly twice in recent days, and they gave him a steroid typically only recommended for the very sick. The doctors also said Mr. Trump's health is improving and that he could be discharged as early as Monday. With 1 month until election day, Mr. Trump was eager to project strength despite his illness. The still infectious president surprised supporters who had gathered outside Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, driving by in a black SUV with the windows rolled up. Secret Service agents inside the vehicle could be seen in masks and other protective gear. Joe Biden's campaign says the Democratic presidential nominee tested negative for coronavirus Sunday. The results come 5 days after Biden spent more than 90 minutes on the debate stage with President Trump. Biden had 2 negative tests on Friday as well. Biden is scheduled to travel Monday to the state of Florida. His campaign said it will continue to observe public health guidelines on masks, social distancing, and crowd size. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson defended his handling of the coronavirus pandemic despite weeks of rising infections, but he warned the country faces a bumpy winter ahead. Britain has Europe's highest coronavirus death toll, and Johnson's conservative government is facing criticism from all sides. Opponents say tougher social restrictions are needed, but many in Johnson's party argue restrictions must be eased to save the battered economy. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Rescuers in France and Italy continue searching for victims and providing residents emergency assistance after devastating floods hit a mountainous region on both sides of the border, killing at least 4 people. In Italy, authorities recovered bodies that they feared may have washed away as of a result of the storms that killed others Saturday. French authorities deployed hundreds of firefighters, several military helicopters, and troops to search for the missing. Floods washed away houses and destroyed roads and bridges surrounding the French city of Nice. After almost a year's average rainfall fell in less than 12 hours, over 100 homes were destroyed or severely damaged. Tens of thousands of people marched through the center of the Belarusian capital, Minsk, on Sunday to demand that authorities free political prisoners and police turned water cannon on them. The march crowned a series of rallies in Belarus since an August 9th election in which President Alexander Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory. His opponents say it was rigged to hand him a 6th term in power. The political crisis in Belarus has caused broad repercussions for Minsk and its ally Moscow. This week, the European Union and the United States imposed sanctions on senior Belarusian officials, but spared Lukashenko. The crisis has already raised the possibility of more sanctions against Moscow if it decides to help Lukashenko. The ruble has already dropped steeply at the prospect. Lukashenko denies electoral fraud and was inaugurated in late September in a ceremony held without any prior announcement, bringing more protest and condemnation from the EU, the United States, and Britain. Deadly wildfires in California have burned a record 1.6 million hectares this year, with 2 more months to go in the fire season. California fire officials said the state hit the fearsome milestone Sunday. Most of the damage has occurred since mid-August, when lightning strikes caused some of the most devastating blazes. The wildfires have incinerated hundreds of homes and killed 31 people. Cal Fire said in a statement Sunday that there have been more than 8,200 wildfires in California since the start of the year. About 17,000 firefighters are currently battling nearly 24 major blazes throughout the state. Virtually all the damage has occurred since mid-August, when 5 of the 6 largest fires in state history erupted. Lightning strikes caused some of the most devastating blazes there. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.